Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We started a series on trust in the Lord. And at this part, we were doing benefits of trusting in the Lord. We have done two parts, and this session will be part three, the benefits of trusting the Lord, part three. Praise the Lord. One of the things that when you trust in the Lord will straight away come to you is the fact that it will make you become very, very bold. Tell someone you will be very, very bold when you trust in the Lord. Philippians 1 verse 13 and then put it into 14, please. So that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole, it's okay, God and to everyone else. Is it by force? When you go and read it. And that most of the brethren trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul was imprisoned for the cause of the gospel. His imprisonment basically will make some people's heart fail. Some will be broken. Other people will be so discouraged that how can such an anointed man of God be imprisoned? Sometimes we allocate the sovereignty, the omnipotence, the greatness of God to the happenings around his chosen people. It's interesting to note that it doesn't always work like that, that because God is with someone he has sent, someone he has anointed, certain things will not be around the person. Sometimes the mission itself is a perilous one, but souls have to be saved anyway. So sometimes it's a deadly voyage, like what Paul found himself in the latter chapters of Acts, where he was en route to somewhere going to stand trial, and the ship encountered wreckage. They had to sail to the shore on broken pieces. Jesus' mission was a very deadly one, and yet he was God in man, anointed to the fullest. But that was the mission. Sometimes when we are crying about things, we cry out of perspective. We don't cry within context. Why has the man of God died? As if he shouldn't die. How come he died young, leaving a young family? Well, Jesus died at 33. In our time, we would have said gone too soon, isn't it? What a shock. But the in real Bible terms, the length of your years is supposed to be measured by your purpose on earth. Once you are done, there's nothing more to stay here for. Are you here with me? So, some people, they are here to do some very, very, very serious work. As to the time God has put on the work they have to do. For some, the Bible says that if God himself does not redraw them, they may even miss heaven. Are you here? So, sometimes when we are crying, we can cry for the pain of the loss, but the context in which we cry must be very, very, you know, situated on the purpose of the person and in the will of God. We can't be crying that someone died young. We can be crying that someone died because all losses, even if the person is 200 years and he's been good to you, you feel it. But to cry that he died young, when they are done with their job, look at Jesus, a lot of you are more older than 33. And Jesus, by 33 and a half, he was gone. I'm not saying you will die young, because the way some of you are looking at me, there shall be no loss of life here. You will not die young in Jesus' name. Yeah, but I'm just saying something. Sometimes we cry hopelessly and helplessly, because we feel like, as insulated as we are, you know, as Christians and children of God, you know, nothing should touch me. Don't touch me. I'm untouchable. Bible says that man born of a woman, his days are few and is full of challenges. We were born with it. Praise the Lord. So if your mind is not properly set, you will enter into fear based on the experiences you have or the experiences you see in the lives of other people. And that was what Paul was addressing, that when he went into prison, he said that, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word. They were trusting the Lord for him, that God will give him a miracle out of prison. But instead of putting fear in them, he gave them courage to preach the word without fear. Someone can lose the spouse and get so angry with God that he won't serve God again. I'm saying something very critical. Sometimes someone can lose the job, and a child or a spouse can be very angry with the Lord. Why is it that my spouse is a tither? And you, some kids don't want to serve God again because they have put their trust in the Lord. This is all they know. Church is what they know. Christ is what they know. And they believe that their parent having Christ, no such thing should happen around them. But we should teach that persecution is part of the faith. Trials are part of the faith. And when we put our trust in the Lord, the result should not be fear. The result should be courage. The result should be boldness, even in the face of very challenging situations. So in Paul's situation, he says that, and that most of the brethren, not few, most, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage, boldness. When you're trusting in the Lord in the face of adversity, your trust in the Lord will well up boldness in you. Why? Because God is the creator of the universe. He is the solution to every crisis here on earth. He's the miracle working God. He has a resume that is uncontestable. You can do anything, everything for anyone and everyone. So when we trust in him, anyone whose trust is properly in the Lord must walk in boldness. It will make you walk in boldness. I keep saying that by the special grace of God, I'm not afraid of any devil. And it is not because of who gave birth to me or where I was born. The reason why I'm not afraid is because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That gives me the boldness to do life. The boldness to make decisions knowing that I'm in the will of God. And I'm not afraid. Recently, I was telling a sister who was making a very dangerous decision about her career. I said that because you trust in God and you are following God, it's going to be well with you. And the thing is that when you trust God and you are following God, you shouldn't be afraid. He said, they spoke the word without fear. So, because when you are making the decisions with God, you are making choices with God, you should be very happy that that's the best counselor you have. It's the best guide you have. It's the greatest provider you have. And you cannot miss it if he's the one you are following and he's the one in whom you have put your trust. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. So, anyone who genuinely has trust in God is confident, is bold, has courage, is not afraid of the faces of people. He told Jeremiah, you are young, but don't be afraid of their faces. I'm with you. If you trust me, dear, if I have sent you, then you are old enough. Don't let anyone bully you because of your age. Trusting in me should give you boldness to go and declare my word unto the people. Don't be afraid of anybody. That's why John the Baptist was very bold, though. He would look at the people and give it to them. It's a bold prophet. If you're a prophet, you don't trust the Lord, you'll be a political, diplomatic prophet. And you would talk when some other government is in power and keep quiet when some other government come to power. That's how, if you are not bold, you behave. But if you trust the Lord and you believe the word of God is in your mouth, you will speak the word of God in wisdom. Praise the Lord. In what? In wisdom. But in this country, of course, we have NDC prophets and NPP prophets. You know, and I mean, NDC pastors, NPP pastors, apostles, bishops, on both sides, it's so divided. It's not bad. Everyone will have a party you vote for. But this country belongs to all of us. And you should be able to speak the mind of God as he's instructed you, regardless of the person in power or the party in power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the point is the courage, the boldness. As a leader, when you are leading people who are into lodge, this time they are trying to dress the lodge to make it look like it is not a spiritual group. There's nobody who is in the lodge, deep into Freemasonry, and is serving Jesus up there. Don't confuse the class. You can't take the Freemason document from Milton Keynes or anywhere in the world, and Jesus is the center of that worship. You can't confuse anybody. You can be in that your lodge and be in some Anglican, be in some Roman Catholic, be in wherever, even in the keeper's house. But in that Freemason, it's not free for Christ. You can't confuse anybody. What is served there is not Jesus. Don't confuse the generation. That confusion has led a lot of youth into this kind of worship that is not a worship towards Jesus Christ. You can't confuse anybody. Freemason is not Christianity. Freemason does not have its central focus on Christ. It has it in other spirits, but not Jesus Christ. That's the last thing Freemason wants to hear in the lodge. So, if you are surrounded with people who also believe in other spirits and you trust in the Lord, you should walk with boldness. It will give you boldness to tread on serpents and scorpions. And you will not be afraid because nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, if you truly trust the Lord, you will have boldness to live life without fear. Praise the Lord. When we're coming to this Medina, I was warned severally. Place is hard. Place has demons. I said, well, that's why the Lord does not send us where there is light. He sends us to where there is darkness. He said, a people sitting in darkness, a great light. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, don't be afraid because darkness is somewhere. And tell them, if you trust the Lord, it means you are light. And you will shine in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Just that we have not operationalized our trust in the Lord. We have not become functional believers. So you theoretically trust in the Lord, but you practically are not connected in the course of your trust with the Lord. So but in your eating of the word, in your waiting upon the Lord in prayer, in fasting, and doing all the principles set out in the scriptures for you to become a very potent believer, you are falling short. That's why you have the theoretical following, but you don't have the practical power. Are you here at all? But if you have the practical following, practical power, boy, you'll be very happy where they do the juju. When I was going to marry, I was telling you that a demon was telling me that if you marry this lady, I'll kill you. And then gave me a reference in UK that, look at the cousin. The husband was also a pastor. They married and I killed the pastor under 2 years. Give a nice reference. I said, yeah, I'll marry you. I see the girl fine. Kai. I cannot back off. You prayer warriors are having dreams and they are running away. I said, "Abayo, if someone has Christ, nifienye, entienye den. Bemanu wa Christ, nifienye, enti na we dani aba Christ wa. No nunso nyana, uko warifi. Ba wa unemu nyadi wa Yesu muninti. You are looking for baby a homre." Now, soft soil cannot handle heavy material. You are looking for where everywhere soft. You have dream and you see the sister in the company of angels. Angels are carrying her in a palanquin. And Omu Bono say, princess, princess, we be rich. Abrabobe de Aedo. A fa a pick. We know you know where the a kumbiene obwa. You know, I listened to a testimony from Winners Chapel. The sister had a complication, medical complication, and took all her reproductive system when she was young. Then she came to know the Lord and she started serving God. Die hard servant of God. And then God promised that He was going to give her marriage and was going to give her children. The sister just threw it away because she was also aging. So one day she was there when a man approached her in the church and said that, I'm going to marry you. The sister laughed. You can't marry me. It's not possible. The brother said, what does it take to marry you? He said, you can't marry me. The brother said, I will marry you and we'll have children together. The sister laughed, knowing that the inside machine is no longer there. Then they started a relationship. And the sister told the brother that, look, I don't have a womb. I don't have tubes. I had a complication. They've taken all away. This is me. The brother said, I trust in the Lord. I know what God told me. I'm going to marry you and we'll have children. And guess what? The brother married the sister, trusting in the Lord. In what he has seen, Abraham saw a city whose foundation was not built by the hands of men, and set off his journey, not knowing where he was going, but following, trusting the Lord that he that had called him was going to cause him to arrive at the perfect destination. Brother married a sister. They married for some few years. And they started making babies. Miraculously. No tubes, no womb, babies were coming out. Praise the Lord. Boldness. Okay, when I catch it, I'll say, I see you me tube back. Pastor, what do you say? Now, who is saying something? Who is saying something? What do you want me to think? What do you want me to say? Especially in this season and in this generation where Enchebiane accuse the pastor, say, oh, fault. Why you make a church say, Johnny? Why you share? I'm media, I'm didn't. Praise the Lord. A brother was asking me recently that he's seen a fine lady like that. The lady has 3 children. You, this church member, say. And he wants to marry the lady. What do I think? I say, if you love her, go for it. Praise the Lord. If you love her, do what? I trust God. There's no perfect situation. We only have a perfect God who is able to give us perfect result. When you trust God, you have boldness. Tell somebody, why are you timid like that? Why are you timid? You are not bold. You are always in fear. You are still afraid of the witches of your house and the ones in your village. Tell somebody, be bold. Some of us here, the kind of business idea God has put in our heart. If we trusted God small and walked in boldness, in 6 months we'll be millionaires. But you are not bold. You are not bold to make career moves, business moves. You are always looking for a perfect picture to move. And there is no perfect pictures. They don't come all the time. They come from time to time. In your lifetime, you may have 2 or 3 perfect pictures. But most of the time, the picture God will give you may not be complete, so that it will help with your growth in the journey. And trusting in God gives you some unseen boldness and confidence. Even you, sometimes you are not able to place your hand on it. But you will find out that you have not just peace in God, but you have the peace of God. You have what? Start this thing. I've always been telling people that if you lost your job, will you not be in the house? I'm asking you now. If you lost your job, will you not be at home? And I'll be there. You will be at home. So if God has put something in your heart, take some 6 months and start it as if you lost your job. And put in your best effort with every practical experience and network God has given you. And by the time you know, it is not a mistake. It's taking steps by trusting God. Tell somebody God is talking to you. Because tell them, because I saw a vision that you were holding some $10 million. That's why God is talking to you this morning. But the way you are not bold, you know, it's like you are changing the currency. Instead of dollars, you are trying to make it naira. God have mercy. Trust in the Lord. Take steps. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were so bold. They saw the fire. They said, hey, no problem now. We trust in the Lord. We'll enter the fire. All die and die, Abby. Kai. Tell somebody, trust in the Lord. Take bold decisions. Trust it. Some brothers are in the church. You have seen fine sister. You don't trust God enough. Yesterday, one sister was asking mommy, so if you have like 100,000, will you be able to do wedding? Mommy said, even 10,000, you can do wedding. In fact, Enchebi, I may be banning wedding because I could have sorry. Praise the Lord. I actually believe that Christians going forward we should find a way to tie the customary marriage to the blessing. Start small, live big. What do you think? You can even come to my office. We have been doing a lot in my office, a lot of marriages. When you are now 10 years, 15 years, Charlie, when you are blown with dying, you understand? You have bought some nice houses. You have bought some in Amonica, the one by Siashi. And out of your hanky and your own. What to a whole floor? Yeah, Airbnb. Do you understand? And now what to us I see in a prime area close to Bank of Ghana? I have a friend in Nigeria. She's a lady. She's bought the next land to CBN, Central Bank of Nigeria. The bank has been begging her to sell to them. He said no. The land is there. The land is getting pregnant every time. Pregnant. You can see the land is very pregnant. Eh? That's why I'm saying that appreciation is a pregnancy I'm talking now. It's God talking to someone now. So, when you marry like that, then when you are 10 years, you can now really come and do your dream wedding. Then we'll come and dance and eat all your food, dance with you. you know what you are in. You know your variables. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone? We are doing a family service, so. You know, some people want me to call the name of demons in their village right now. So I'm preaching this thing. You don't want to listen. When I was doing my wedding, 80% of the things that were on board were gift. Yes. It's a prophet. Even where we did a wedding, the CNC, now somebody book them. And they were doing a program the night we were supposed to do the decoration. The person heard that these prophets who are in Accra, they said they won't close. He went and scattered the whole place. I was sleeping. It was his reasonable sacrifice. But if you are going to enter your pocket, all your savings will die. Today, as you rent, they call it what? Parquet. Is it parquet? The wooden one. The wooden canopy. Pergola. Pew. You have crossed 10,000. That's wood. Pa. You begin a wood. I say, we have a share. Kakra kra. 10 co. A co. Deco. Hey. If it's within your power, do. Because some of you, your parents will do the wedding for you. But if you have to live by plan like Francis, by strategy, we will come for the customary marriage. You can even do it in the house. Sunday, we'll come here now. Come. And he said, you can wear woodin, you can wear jeans. There is nobody has designed an attire for wedding. Praise the Lord. Can wear t-shirt. No, who is going to arrest you? It's a new style. This understanding is what Kwame doesn't have. That's why the girl is looking at you like that. She'll be bold to tell the sister, our marriage in it here. We are going to wear t-shirt. The point is that we have to be bold, make decisions that will give us progress in life. And if you'll be able to do that, one of the things that sponsors that boldness is your trust in God. Praise the Lord. Bible says that though your beginning may be small, your end shall greatly increase. So, you are when we started this church, I had come from Cape Coast. I didn't know this area. I saw this building. I was bold. The owner was saying that 3,005 or something for the down. 1,005 or 2,000 for the top. I was very bold. I told her, I said, I saw this building in a dream, in a vision. And we are going to do our church here. We up and down, we'll pay this. He laughed. And he said, it's like you don't want to do the church. He left. Today is my best friend. He went. He was there 1 week. He called me. He said, the wife, and they are not Ghanaians. He said, the wife was sleeping. When the wife woke up, he said, that man that said, give your property to, give it to him. I don't care the rent. He said, we don't want trouble. Guess what? 2 years ago, I went to do a program in their church. And I prayed for a small boy, a young boy, like maybe 7, 8 years or so, who had a color, how do you call it? The thing they put on there, when people have bone issues around their neck, they put spine and blah, blah. He had something around the neck. And the neck is very stiff. Apparently, the boy has some. So God spoke to me, and I called the boy, come. And I laid hands, bam, the boy fell. And then the sickness left the boy. The boy removed the color. And then the system became normal, perfect till today. That is our landlord's son. I believe that, he's a Lebanese. He was in a church. That's our landlord's son. When we closed, he came to me with this. He said, this is my son. Thank God that God used you to heal my son. We have suffered. I believe that all of that was part of God's plan for us to be here. What was left for me was to trust in God and make that bold move. That the money you are calling, we will also pay this. What do you think? And he has never changed the rent. This is our 10th year. When you trust in the Lord, you have boldness. Some of you even cannot price tomato. Because you are not bold. You have to trust in the Lord. Be bold and go and price that building. Do you understand? You are selling it for $400,000. Be bold. Chale, utiyano intume intuyewa ubiyengkung. And by the special grace of God, he that has started a good work will surely bring it to a perfect end. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Challenge. Some of you, the salary you collect by now is you have properties all over the place. But you are not bold. You are not taking steps. Trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. This man, he has worked for every meaningful company in the city. Then he began to trust in the Lord, and then he became bold. Yeah. Started his own company. Today he works for himself. Yeah, I believe that what God has given him, few companies can pay him. If you are not bold, you will be like that. Even your beauty, you will not add anything to it. As I am, no, so shall I be. No, trust in the Lord and see a different picture. Am I boring you this morning? It's like God is talking to somebody. Tell somebody, you have to be bold because you trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, it will make you bold. Now you need to step out in that boldness. This year I'm building my house by the help of God. And that trust in the Lord, because when you trust in the Lord, you don't need to have everything we need to finish any project is already in the spirit. We will just have a portion physically in our hands. Like the woman goes to the prophet and he says that the debtor is coming for my children. I'm looking for big money to pay. Then the prophet asks her, what do you have in your hands? What you have? The bigger picture is always with God, but there is always a small portion in your hand, and you need to be bold with it if you trust God. And of course, you know the story. The oil started flowing. When trusting in the Lord, she needed to take some steps. Always small. Moses, what do you have in your hand? a rod. God says, okay. Inside the rod is power that takes over nations and kingdoms. But just start with this. Be bold, knowing that I can turn the rod to a snake. I can let the rod open the Red Sea. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying that God can do anything you desire for him to do. Just trust him and let that boldness make you take some steps. And by the time you know, the bigger picture will be unfolding because you trusted in the Lord. Secondly, when you trust in the Lord, praise the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, you have supernatural protection. You have what? Supernatural protection. Psalm 5 verse 11. Psalm 5 verse 11. Look at what the scripture is, very nice. I've come to love the scripture so much. Psalm 5 verse 11 says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyfully. Say, let them that trust in the Lord do what? Rejoice. Why? Because you, the Lord, you defend them. There is divine protection when you trust in the Lord. The Lord will not just be your safety. He will defend you when you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who goes to defend you. Defend you from all the forces of darkness, all the accusations of men. You don't need to always defend yourself. People are talking about you. Just pray to God and live the life God wants you to live. Truth will swallow falsehood. We overcome accusation by the blood of the Lamb. The blood speaks. You go explain tire. Yeah, just trust in the Lord and keep moving. God is going to be your defender. But understand that when you trust in the Lord, you have divine protection. Praise the Lord. He says that you, those who trust in the Lord shall rejoice because the Lord defends them. You and I, we are not a city without walls, so if our trust is in the Lord. Psalm 125 says that as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so has the Lord encompassed them that trust in him. We have our defense is in the Lord. In Psalm 11 verse 1. Psalm 11 verse 1. It says that, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. He said, I have put my trust in the Lord. So you cannot tell my soul that run away for your life. Because I have already put my trust in the Lord. I'm not running away from any snare of the fowler. I'm not running away from anybody who shoots down people like the way a hunter will shoot down a bird. He said, I have trusted in the Lord. I'm not running to take cover anywhere. My cover is in the Lord. No one will scare me, no matter the power they are using. Whoever they are, whatever their record is, I have the Lord and I'm not running away. How dare you tell me to run to the mountains for safety? I've come to rent your house. And then they said, there's juju in. I've paid the rent. Ah, the juju will know somebody rented a house now. Did the juju pay the rent? And I'm sleeping in a room, there's juju. The juju should be suffering now. It's just that we have not trusted in the Lord well. How can you and juju be sleeping in a house where the juju is at the foundation? Even physically, it's under you. No go match. Match. As you are in that room, shakoleke fatahaya. Did you say, Aji, shakwalaka, shalakete, ah! Now, room now, Dano. Bunsam cartoons on Guana Ocean. It's only bunsam cartoons. A bed and a juju in Fiasia won't empire when it's so mouth. Pononquan wash your room was instead of boiling tongues there. No,
Oh, yeah, blue, blue. Ne Jeremiah does say, "Chi che?" Oh, is that preacher? No. As I say, Jeremiah, it's here yet tonight. And go by 7 p.m. No, but for politicians, they just tute machine gun. Aqua preachy. Oh, what a shock. Hey, we have, he said, how dare you tell me? He said, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul? Flee. There are escapists in church. There are people when they say, Papa, what do you say? Who? Who? How do you say? How do you say? Wow. Some of you would drive by Gethsemane, the cemetery, fine cemetery. People are taking selfies there. You drive past there, you won't even look at the place. Because it's like the spirit of the devil will pull your spirit into that place by force. Wow! If your driver dares, makes a mistake to take that route, when it's once up before, it's like you have a covenant never to use that route. Every time you are afraid. Listen, we have come to that level where you are going to have a boss who will be an Hindu person, like the Prime Minister came in UK. Before I enter number 10, I have to do my Hindu stuff. Are you going to resign? Some of you resign like that because every morning he's doing the Hindu chant. It's an ekanka. It's flying. Let him fly now. Don't you have Jesus? I have Jesus in my life. Praise the Lord. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of what the enemy can do. Some of you can be so worried about your boss's spiritual content. Yes, Trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we take the watch, the Bible says that what do? We receive it with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord. It is sanctified. I quit watch my day. I am affected. Do you understand me? Say, Kilasula Kalapa. Shalwa kala pataya, protected, insulated. When you trust in the Lord, you should know what it is. Lot's wife looked into Sodom, became a pillar of salt. Abraham, who trusted in the Lord, all this while he was looking into Sodom. Our case is different too. Our case is what? Some of you see people running, you will not even know why they are running. You will throw your bag away, start running for your... Why? Ask somebody why. Why are you running? I saw that men were running. I said, I cannot stand here when men are running. Let me also what? Run. And so many people have been running without a vision. Without even a destination. Look, the thing that God has put in your heart to start, you will start. There will be battles, but you have the Lord. If you trust in the Lord, the Bible says you are more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. We have full protection. The parliamentarian is not afraid that police will arrest him. He said, I'm on my way to parliament. What are you going to do? When he's in parliament, he can't arrest. When he has even not made up his mind to go to parliament that day, and you arrest him, he said, I'm on my way to parliament. That's his privilege. We've got privilege as people who trust in the Lord. We are untouchable. We are what? Untouchable. Sickness touches you. Use your legality. You can't be touching me like that. Bible said, no plague shall enter your dwelling because you have made the Lord your refuge. No plague. When that plague enters, it's an illegality. Use the legality through the blood to tell the plague that please get out. Do what? Get out. Trust it. Some of us, we fall sick small. It's like I'm about to die. It's like I'm going to die. You know, my wife used to tell me about her grandma. She was past 90. When she has malaria now, she start calling all her children abroad. You people should live in peace. Oneness is important. Every time she's preparing for her exit. Small thing now, you have started preparing to die. Trust in the Lord. Tell somebody, trust in the Lord. You see somebody wearing some dangerous ring. Say, Kofonansi omu, hupia. Then, uchiana. Ayo, obejo star. Hey. Look at someone say, hey. Nobody is going to harvest your star. Your star is fully protected by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are protection in the Lord. I said, a man came here to physically tell me that when we were starting the church, that we will see, since I didn't come to greet him, that he's the principality here. I won't last here. In less than a year, he died. He died. Kojoto in the community. Serious occult. I saw him in the night before I came to the construction site in the day. God told me when he would come. 12 noon. 12 noon, ping, he entered the door. When he was coming, his hand was like this. The same as I saw in the vision. When he came, I said, I'm not shaking him. Then he was boasting. When he put his hand, and I pick his hand, he was surprised. Where I come from, it's like the foolishness, they born us with that foolishness. So with Christ inside, the thing has become radical. He was pulling us. Take it easy. When I left him, he didn't say any word. He just ran out of the auditorium. He had made all his blabbing. He said, we will see. Are we not here? Our protection is not our personal responsibility technically, because we are God's children. Our protection is the responsibility of our Father. Our duty is to put our trust in Him, who is able to protect us. Look at what Psalm 3 verse 3 to 5 said. Psalm 3 verse 3 to 5. Look at it. Some people don't even sleep in the night. Psalm 3 said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. Verse 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. You don't protect yourself when you sleep. Even when you are, I laid down, I slept. I woke up because the Lord protected me. Now, before omutu. Don't you go, if they are flying, will you stop the plane from flying? Let it fly now, the bird will fly. You to be a child of God, praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Be a child of God. When I was in the university, one occult student came, big time occult. He came and he said he has taken over the school. I said, hey, so all of us here, long time, you know. We don't know takeover. He started hypnotizing the girls, sleeping with them left, right, center, taking their laptop, selling it. And they were thanking him on top. Strong occultism there. Came from Nigeria, Benin City. Deep guy. Made a mistake and followed my secretary to my prayer meeting. Came in the prayer meeting, he was flooring Christians praying. He would do this, they would fall. He would do this. Wow! Some Christians are paper. I came to the prayer meeting. I said, what's happening here? God spoke to me straight. He said, that guy standing there is an occult. Kai. I went straight to him. I tapped his chair. Boom! He fell down. First time in his life. He said, hey, who born dog? Come and see this play. He would say rain, instantly rain will be falling. Boy, the horror movies I've been watching. Staying by the seaside. All combined together like Captain Planet. With all our powers combined. I would say, stop, rain will stop. The guy would look up, wow. The thing was shocking. He too was seeing some things for the first time. Me, it was my first time seeing somebody command rain. Fall, rain is falling. Let me try my hands now. Stop, rain will stop. Power day. He said, rain again so that you know it's not a fluke. Let me shakalabalaka. If we did it first and it worked, it's going to work again. Stop, rain stop. He said, it's like you don't get tired. So I don't know my share Al Pacino film, a friend, the scent of a woman. Now, quote back, we never will meet him, I'll go defend him, I'll go school more. And I'm going to say, he's not even beginning. He's now beginning. I told him, he said, don't you get tired. I said, I'm now beginning, you know. That's why he said, I will not last. School went on recess. He came back and said, you met me here. I will not last. They will carry your flesh like this. When we came from the break, 2 weeks he was driving. He used to have 1 horsepower motor like that. He'll be driving. And if you see this guy, well built, I was looking like a midget. One afternoon, as he was driving, he's doing the motor just slid off the road. His flesh was everywhere. Yeah. I was in third year. When he went home, did the rehab, and then when he came back, when I am coming and he sees me coming from an angle, he will pass another place. So you know that trusting in the Lord is not just being in church, walking around, being a lazy Chale. We are representing an omnipotent God. We cannot be wasted like chicken in a Jefango. Trust in the Lord. Your protection is in the Lord. I couldn't even imagine that somebody would just make me disappear. Or an evil person would just do something and I'll fall down. Fall where? I have not conceived it. It's not going to happen. A greater is he that is in me than he that is. Are you here at all? This one that you say it with your mouth, your mind has not collected it. Your spirit has not collected it. You have not eaten this insight into you. That I trust in the Lord. Nothing is quenching me. If I die, it's God himself redrawing me. Praise the Lord. Step out there with boldness. Say, wherever your foot shall tread, I have given you. That means that you are not stepping there with this, your natural ego. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Something is inside of you. As you trust in the Lord, you have divine protection. Somebody say, I'm divinely protected. I'm not going to be wasted. Oh, clap your hands if you are doing so. Praise the Lord. I want you to talk to about 3 people and tell them that you are bold because you trust the Lord. There's boldness in you. Boldness in you. So manifest that boldness. And you have divine protection. So don't be afraid. Combine the two. Divine protection must give you boldness, knowing that there is no consequence in Christ when I'm in his will. No consequence at all. It's inconsequential. Praise the Lord. Whether the woman has womb or doesn't have womb, God has told me, marry her, she's going to give birth. How, I don't know. But it's going to be bold now. Don't you see how people who serve the devil sometimes can be very bold? Even in their error, they are very bold. Wow.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.